Major novelist of modern period are arranged in chronological order of birth. So next in line is Sir James Matthew Barrie. Sir James Matthew Barrie, famously called as J.M. Barrie, 1862-1937. He was a Scottish novelist and playwright. Barrie studied at the University of Edinburgh. He spent 2 years working with Nottingham Journal. In 1885, he settled in London as a freelance writer. He was shocked from his brother's death. He introduced the concept drama novels, that is novels in the form of drama. Barrie, best known for Peter Pan stories as well. He was made a baronet and a member of the Order of Merit for his contributions to literature. Such a great author, died of pneumonia in the year 1937. Barrie belongs to the school of Kailyard, School of Scottish Fiction. Kailyard, K-A-I-L-Y-A-R-D. The school features the sentimental representation of rural life, and Barrie's first successful book in this theme is Auld Licht Idylls, 1888. Auld, A-U-L-D, Licht, L-I-C-H-T, Idylls, I-D-Y-L-L-S. The book sketches the life in Kirriemore and the stories in Window in Thrums, 1889, continued to explore the same setting. That is, both Auld Licht Idylls and A Window in Thrums both represents the rural life, the sentimental rural life in Scotland. The third work, The Little Minister, 1891, is a highly sentimental novel in the same style. And his autobiographical novels, that is two autobiographical novels, When a Man Single, 1888, and Sentimental Tommy, 1896, both feature a little boy in Kirriemore who weaves a clock of romantic fiction between himself and reality and becomes a successful writer. Most of Barrie's works are marked by Scottish dialect, whimsical humor, and comic clowning, pathos, and sentimentality. Although he continued to write successfully, Peter Pan overshadowed his other work, and he is credited with popularizing the name Wendy. Now let's move on to the major works of J.M. Barrie. The first work is Quality Street. Quality Street is a comedy in the year 1901, and it is in four acts. And this was written before the famous work Peter Pan. The story is about two sisters who start a school for gentle children. The play is set in Napoleonic times. The second major work is The Admirable Crichton. It is a satirical comedy dealing with class and social structure. It's all about a butler who rises to become the leader of his aristocratic employers. The butler name is William Crichton, and he is the butler to the Earl of Loam. The Earl of Loam family is going on a journey, and William Crichton accompanied them as a butler. But they were all stranded on an island, and after getting on the island, William Crichton knows how to survive there, and he established a living for the whole family, including the Earl family. Now the Earl was able to understand that how efficient the butler is, and the Earl accepted the leadership of William Crichton, and Crichton takes command. He becomes stern, fair, and almost regal in his deportment. While in England, Crichton believes that the established social order is absolutely correct, but later, after getting stranded on an island, he understood that leadership quality emerges as you deal with the situation. The next important work is The Little White Bird or Adventures in Kensington Gardens, 1902. It's a notable work for the introduction of the character Peter Pan. The story is set in several locations, partly in London, sometimes in fantasy locations. The middle chapters that later becomes Peter Pan in Kensington Gardens are set in London's famous Kensington Gardens, introduced by the statement that all perambulators lead to Kensington Gardens. The next work is Peter Pan or The Boy Who Wouldn't Grow Up or Peter and Wendy, the most famous work in the form of a play in the year 1904, and later it was published as a novel in 1911. Both versions tell the story of Peter Pan, that is both play and the novel tells the story of Peter Pan, a mischievous yet innocent little boy who can fly and has many adventures on the island of Neverland that is inhabited by mermaids, fairies, Native Americans and pirates. The Peter Pan stories also involves the characters Wendy Darling and her two brothers, Peter's fairy Tinker Bell, the Lost Boys and the pirate Captain Hook. The play and the novel were inspired by Barry's friendship with Llewellyn Davis' family. Peter Pan has become a cultural icon symbolizing youthful innocence and escapism. The next work is Dear Brutus, 1917. The creator of Peter Pan devised an almost land for adults in Dear Brutus, 1917 play. Almost land in Dear Brutus explores what might happen if ordinary men and women mired in unhappiness were given the magical opportunity to remake their lives. The play addresses the human proclivity to blame others or fate for their failures and unhappiness and provides the audience with penetrating insights into human nature. 9 men and women were given second chance in life to make the best. The next most popular work of J.M. Barrie is Peter Pan or The Boy Who Wouldn't Grow Up or Peter and Wendy. This work was written in the form of a play in 1904 and also as a novel in 1911. Both versions tell the story of Peter Pan, a mischievous yet innocent little boy who can fly and has many adventures. Peter Pan has got all these adventures on the island of Neverland, and this island has got a lot of mermaids, fairies, Native Americans and pirates. The Peter Pan stories also involve the characters Wendy Darling and her two brothers, Peter's fairy Tinkerbell, the Lost Boys and the pirate Captain Hook. The play and the novel were inspired by Barry's friendship with Llewellyn Davis family, Llewellyn Davis family. Peter Pan has become a cultural icon symbolizing youthful innocence and escapism.